Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Hello, Jay.
BT, I totally agree with you with the Mets lineup. I feel like Chrissy's sitting down and Artie's giving him the menu. I know this menu by heart. I could recite it. It's the same guy after Lindor, Alonso, and Soto, essentially. I know Nimmo's having a decent year, and who knows with McNeil, but like Taylor and Acuna when he was up, and all these guys are the same person. So, and Sal, I know you disagreed with BT when he said that, but my question to you is, wouldn't you rather the Mets go get somebody now? Because the free agent class next winter is pretty boring, and maybe you could get somebody. I'm not talking Jaren Duran. That doesn't make me want to take my pants off, but like somebody sexy that where.
Well, who? Give me the guy. Give me the guy that does make you want to take your pants off.
Well,
like for me, it was Soto. Right. I went all in on Soto. Like, I've got nothing left.
Hey, Sal, take his underwear off for Soto.
I'm tapped out, dude.
I'm Sal put a little oil all over himself for Soto. You kidding me? For Soto?
So who's that guy, Jason?
Well, Bregman, but I don't know if the Sox are going to trade him because Boston would probably burn itself to the ground after what they've done the last 2 years.
Yeah. BT and Sal, that was funny. Call of the day right there. We do have to have, like, so now we can maybe have our own scale of moves by degrees of level of clothes removal.
Okay.
Like Luis Severino. Like, if the Mets were to get him, that's like a socks on move. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So keep the socks on. Yeah, it's a nice move. But if you go out there and get Devers, that's a pants off type move. So there's got to be somewhere from socks on to shirt on or whatever, shirt off. To full-blown pants off, but that was funny there by that caller of the day. One quick basketball note, BT, I saw this. I got to read the full article.
Did you hire somebody yet?
No, but Steph Bondi of the Post put up an article 49 minutes ago, what the Knicks want in Tom Thibodeau's successor. And then I saw it aggregated here by an account that I love, New York Basketball, at NBA_New York. So I'm assuming this is a quote from the Post article. Okay. According to a league source, Knicks emphasizing player development, larger rotations, established plan for younger players, also lean on assistance, collaborative with front office, empower staff, and excel at in-game adjustments. I mean,
is that all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of those things are obvious, but I did think the first few were a direct shot at Tibbs. Emphasizing player development, larger rotations, established plan for younger players.
Yeah, I think the player development, believe it or not, I think that's a little unfair to Tom Thibodeau. Who developed Mitchell Robinson?
Yeah.
Who developed quickly IQ before he was dealt?
Well, how about Randall and even Brunson? He made them better.
Yeah, that's true. Who developed... he didn't look great this year. That's why I'm hesitating. McBride.
Right.
I mean, Deuce was second-round pick or, you know, not much in the equation here. And, you know, I know he's a little bit banged up this year, but he carved out a meaningful role to the point where he got a 3-year, $12 or $13 million extension from the Knicks a year ago.
All right. So, and you've been more a detractor of Tibbs than
yes.
I have, but if you give him credit for player development, larger rotation, certainly.
100%.
You think Tibbs had an issue with collaborating with the staff or relying on assistants?
I could see him being a little bullheaded or pig, whatever the expression is. Not open and amenable to the suggestions of others. I could see that being a bit. He's wrapped up in his own ways.
Yeah, interesting. I would not think that. Now, I don't know. I'm not the inner workings there, but I wouldn't think that with Tibbs. Either way, we still await the Knicks' decision here. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's finish up on the phones. 888-808-1019. Earl is in North Carolina. What's up, Earl?
Earl the Pearl.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was just thinking from what Sal had said before about the Braves at the end of the season, not letting the Mets win if they had the with the doubleheader.
Yeah,
I was thinking, like, with the game 161 that we did win, I'm convinced that if the Braves had even won the first game, that they would have never let us win that second game, letting us get to the playoffs. So instead, the Diamondbacks would have went. That's the type of things that I think that the Braves think about when they're playing us. They just don't want to let their foot off of our throats at all.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to
Thank
say.
Thank you, Earl. We appreciate the time. Look, years ago, heard this years ago, where other teams, specifically the Braves, I think it might have been the Phillies as well, other teams in the division, but definitely the Braves, they look at the Mets. It was even 2022, so this is going back to when the Mets are still playing well.
Go back to Chipper Jones.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm talking about what I was told in 2022. So you're going back. Now, it's 3 years ago, so it's a while from now, but it's still the same core, and it's still similar cores for both teams with the Mets and Braves, that the Braves didn't respect the Mets. They looked at the Mets as like, whatever, and we're going to beat them up. And then they act in accordance with that every time on the field. And the only one outlier was the one game last year where it took everything the Mets had to come back and win that game after being down, hit the big home run with Nimmo, Diaz blows it, Lindor comes back. Like, I'm not minimizing that game. It was one of the great victories that they've had in the franchise history, but it certainly didn't, you know, end the nightmares that the Braves have given. And the Braves just played downhill against the Mets. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact until proven otherwise.
And think about the difference in how the two teams feel. So we know how the Braves feel, which enables them to play loose, which leads to results, especially in baseball. Like, the more you try, we know usually the worse you do. Now, the Mets, they feel the exact opposite energy. We don't beat these guys. We know that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They have our number. We know that they don't respect us, which means you probably try to do more, which makes you do worse.
Correct. And they have to figure that out because that's been a constant problem for this team. Bob is calling from New Haven, Connecticut about his Yanks. What's up, Bob?
Hey, I was calling about frustrating last night, watching them have runners at second base, no outs, and not having productive outs, not getting that runner over. Years ago, I don't know if you guys remember this, they used to have a thing called Kangaroo Court.
Yeah.
the players.
The clubhouse. Yep, and I remember that. Sure.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get the bunt down. You didn't get the runner over. You were accountable for it. Uh-huh. I wonder if they still do anything like that.
Probably not. You know why they did that? And that's a funny, you know, true, like, an anecdote from baseball lore. The kangaroo court was, now, it wasn't just about, like, I don't think you had to pay up if you made an error. Like, I think it was, like, if you missed a sign or you were late or, right. you know, you were goofing around, whatever, or your uniform, I don't know, you left something at the ballpark. And then they would take the money and they would just get drunk on the plane.
Right.
Because guys were making $50,000 back then. There's no way that players police themselves because kangaroo court like that. Kangaroo court was run by a veteran who had all the juice and whatever he said went. Now, all right, Judge has juice, but Judge isn't going to flex like that in that kind of a way. The kangaroo court back in the day, like even with the 86 Mets, was ruthless.
Yeah, if they do it now, it's certainly not to the extent that it was. But I agree with you. I don't think kangaroo court was ever, well, you didn't get the bunt down.
No.
Pay
no,
up,
no.
You're fine.
There's
like
no
DJ.
Way.
No, that's not the case. John is calling from Middletown. What's up, John?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
My question is the Mets with the bullpen. If I'm the bullpen shot, it's because they have five guys there, four guys with over 35 appearances already. These guys are going to hit 100, but their arms are going to fall off. This guy's got to learn the starting pitchers have to go past five innings. Mendoza doesn't have a clue.
No, but John, that's not on Mendoza. The same way that we're not going to get on Boone for certain things, and thank you for the call, John. Appreciate you checking in. That is not on Carlos Mendoza. This staff wasn't built with horses. And maybe the one horse that they had in Manaea, he was out for the year. Like, Kodai Senga, you may look at him as the ace. He's not a horse. That's what Senga is. He's a 5-6-inning pitcher max.
Yeah.
Clay Holmes, you're lucky if you get five innings from him. And that's just how coming into the year, the rotation was, like it or not. Now, it was effective. I'd rather have guys that go five innings and give you five effective innings than pushing it six or seven where it's not as effective. The problem with that is you're going to rely heavily on the bullpen. And the bullpen already in mid-June, or as we near the end of June, is already taxed.
Good news, though. And maybe this should have been in Hoff's segment, you know, previously. You still got Dickie Lovelady going. He's going to pitch tonight, right?
He wants to be known as Richard.
No, I think he said he wants to be known as Dickie.
No. He
isn't it the opposite?
No, initially he came out and said, oh, yeah, you could call me Dickie. Oh. And then when people made a big deal of it online, he said, like, the people that know him could call him Dickie, but we have to call him Richard.
Okay, well, Stans, I'm not trying to disrespect him. I sincerely mean that.
But the Dickie, once Dickie's out of the
box. You got Lovelady on the mound tonight, maybe. Yeah.
Once Dickie's out of the box, he was in there last night. Once the Dickie is out of the box, like the name, yeah, it's hard to put that back in. You know what I'm saying?
No.
What's the emphasis, by the way? How do you pronounce the name? Is it Dickie Lovelady or is it Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah, that
you
gotta.
Where's the accent? Where's the, yeah. not the, but the accentuation?
Yeah,
I think
go.
It's just love. Yeah, love lady. I don't think you have to speed it up. Like
I didn't
a lady.
I didn't get clarity on that. You didn't hear Jerry this morning when they were talking about it. They went over the whole thing about whether it was Dickie, whether it was Richard.
I missed that part.
Yeah, but once I was joking, you know, over at SOI saying, well, on TV you call him Richard, but on radio. Yeah.
Well, we got radio sound, we got TV sound.
Well, I mean, come on, it's hard to put that one back in. He came out and said he wanted to be called Dickie. People go nuts. Oh, look at this, Dickie Lovely.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I don't care what he wants to be called. Just get somebody out. And last night, the first inning that he came in, he looked good. Second one, not so much. So Jerry goes, last night you called him Sucky Dickly, Sucky Lovelady, whatever it was. Not Dickie Lovelady.
I mean, just look, the last name on the back of the jersey, though.
Lovelady.
Just,
who cares?
I don't care at all. It just looks like... you know what? It feels like the LOL Mets, and I know it's not.
I think that's why he quickly said.
It's just like Dickie Lovelady is pitching for the Mets, and they've lost 10 of 11. Dude, he just went tonight, man.
I think that's why he went back to Richard, because he didn't want the LOL Mets thing. He maybe wasn't aware of that.
Gotcha.
I guess.
You got to win tonight. Back, screw it.
What's that, Huff?
Let's get Hawk Tua back.
Oh God! Now we're going down the road.
We can't.
Hey, look.
Too far,
buddy. Hey, this is what happens. This is where you know, at this point, BT.
What?
I'm going to say something here that's going to shock you. Maybe going to knock your socks off.
Okay, go ahead.
At this point, it's gotten so bad. I'm open to bringing Grimace back.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm open.
I actually knew that you were going to say that. Well.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
You got the purple seat. Maybe you got to put Gelbs up in there. You know, maybe you got to at least pull on some of the forces from a year ago.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.